Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here, and we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality. While listening, you'll be exposed to inspiring, empowering, and unifying perspectives that I'm highly confident will yield stellar results in your life if you opt to try them on for size. Also, at optimistic.tv, we have officially begun releasing the first few episodes of our new late-night style, consciousness-elevating video variety talk show, Optimistic, which features live visionary art, soul share interviews, retreat guests here at the Mystic Manor, as well as live musical performances. I'm also super excited to announce that we are currently making plans to release the rest of season one on my personal favorite online streaming service. So stay tuned to optimistic.tv to follow the unfolding development of this exciting Optimistic expansion, as we'll be posting more info and release dates there soon. And in the meantime, be sure to check out, of course, the first few episodes at optimistic.tv as well. All right, all you positive heads, welcome, welcome. Here we grow again. It is a magical Monday here in the studio as I record, and I am super excited to be back with you guys as always. I hope you have had a wonderful now moment leading up to listening today, tonight, whenever you are. I have certainly had an interesting and good day. It's here as I record, we're leading up to All Hallows Eve, Halloween on a Saturday, full moon. Perfect for 2020, right? Just, it's wild. Former guest Jason Estes, you guys can check him out if you want. If you go and search in the archives, Estes, you know, he made some really interesting claims both on the recording and off the recording when I had him on at the time about how he taps into the energetics of the world and what's happening and what's coming up. And so even on his social media, he'll post, you know, on this day at this time, this exact energetic thing is going to happen and we're entering this portal and this gate and, you know, very, very interesting what he's claiming to perceive. As I always approach these things, who knows? I'm optimistic and open-minded about all of it. And I found it really interesting because he was just posting this week that we're coming up on a time when heaven is coming in fully, but that means it's going to shine a light on hell, is how he put it, like the real shadow and the hellish kind of energy. But do not fear, that is actually just that being brought to the light by, you know, us entering this phase of entering, you know, heaven on earth in a sense, right? And so I'm like, interesting, because for the last week I've had some pretty dark dreams that were kind of hellish. I started watching the show Lucifer on Netflix randomly, and then this morning I was staying at my parents' house in Orange County for the last few days, and woke up and there was fires super close that had broken out this morning. At the time, very close to my parents' house, and now they've actually had to be evacuated. And down in Irvine area and in Orange County, California. And I took some video and put on my social media. It's like I walked outside and the winds are blowing like 50 miles an hour. And it looks like Armageddon, the apocalypse. I mean, the sun was like super bright orange, and there's so much smoke in the air. And the sun almost looked red from all the smoke. I suppose that's why. And I'm just thinking, okay, maybe Jason's onto something. This is pretty about as hellish as I'd ever seen it look and seem, you know? And yet, I feel so optimistic and positive and trusting the process of whatever's unfolding. Hopefully my parents' house will be completely fine. And, you know, they did have to end up evacuating a few hours, just a few hours ago as of this recording. So, very, very interesting times. It's like, all right, 2020, what else can you throw at us? It just keeps getting more interesting and more weird. And, you know, I also saw it was either him or somewhere else, or maybe both, talking about how 2021 is just going to be like, you know, one of the best years in humanity's, you know, known history. It's going to become, you know, legendarily good year. And I feel that. I feel like, especially, you know, if he's right, heaven is opening up, right? It's coming in. We've certainly paid some dues this year. And what has to be on the other side of a valley? Peaks coming, right? It's the ebb and flow of the universe. And how long we're sort of in, you know, challenging times or not, it's, you know, who's to say exactly? I definitely, you know, one thing's for sure, everyone out there listening, if you've been struggling with, oh, will this ever come to an end? Will this ever, you know, as Charles Bukowski said, actually, it was Winston Churchill that said, if you're going through hell, keep going. I think it was Charles Bukowski said, all that matters is how gracefully you walk through the fire. So keep that in mind, everyone. Good things ahead. Keep going. Keeping on, keeping on. We are doing it. We are the phoenix rising from the ashes. And there's got to be some ashes. There's got to be some burning for things to rise from the ashes, right? So today, what am I going to talk about? I am going to continue with the Golden Key and 22 additional essays by Emmett Fox, written almost 100 years ago. Those of you who haven't tuned into that, I've been doing that on Mondays for a minute. We're getting to the end. There's only a few left. Maybe have one, maybe today, or maybe one more day after today of reading these. And I was turned on to Emmett Fox because my forthcoming book, The Golden Key, which super excited is with the editor. It is, I have done, my work is done with it. And, you know, it came to me in a dream, the idea and the whole concept around it. And then the amount of synchronicity has been so magical, including leading up to the title, The Golden Key, which then led me to the essay by Emmett Fox written almost 100 years ago. And I'm going to be gifting that book, by the way. So if you guys want to make sure that you're on the receiving end of that gift, just for now, sign up at positivehead.com to the newsletter or optimistic.tv, either one of those. And we'll make sure you're the first to receive it. But super excited. And it led me to these essays, these 23 essays in total from Emmett Fox. And, you know, Emmett's kind of approaches things sort of, you know, I think 1931. You know, he's definitely talking from a following the Bible kind of perspective, but definitely bridging the gap from between conservative, more traditional sort of Christian viewpoints and more, you know, spiritual centric. And where I really see the discerning differences with Christianity, a lot of times it's putting the power externally, like there's this God, Jesus, this character, these characters external of self that require certain things in order for you to, you know, be okay. And whereas spirituality is, you know, it's, hey, all of that is within you. Jesus was a man. He isn't coming back, like is foretold, I wouldn't say, or maybe it was misconstrued or misunderstood, like a lot of things in the Bible. Rather, Christ consciousness is coming back, which is what this show represents. And this idea that you know, I and the Father are one. I am God. So are you, though. So don't get a big head. We're all it. We are source. We are the creator creating. We are the creator and created rolled into one. We are God-godding. And so he does a really great job of bridging the gap between sort of some of the teachings and ideas in the Bible and putting the power, you know, not in some external, you know, priest's hands or religious authority's hands or Jesus, this character that was really, I think, giving all the power to us. So he even said, hey, you'll do greater things than I. I mean, when you look at a lot of the things he supposedly said, it's, you know, law of attraction and saying that we're all it. And so I think that's important to always note whenever I'm circling anything that ties back into the Bible, because yeah, I don't really want this to get misconstrued as traditionally religious, organized religion per se. And like I said, I think Emmett Fox was really circling that and helping to cross that bridge almost 100 years ago. So these essays by Emmett, pretty short. If you want to go back and find any of the past ones, certainly go to positivehead.com. You can search Emmett Fox and they'll all come up. And I'll just read until, I feel like we've sort of had enough for the day, and we'll see where that gets us. This next one on my list of the few remaining that I haven't read yet is called Treat the Treatment. And what's cool about this too is I haven't read these ahead of time yet. I literally stumbled onto the Golden Key through, the book that I'm writing, that the name idea that came to me, and then searching to see if something else was out there like it. And I was sort of blown away by the way he was approaching it from a scientific experimental perspective, the same way I am in the book, The Golden Key, that I'm writing. And so there's definitely some overlap there. And so it felt very meant to explore. And let's see, Treat the Treatment. Spiritual treatment is really knowing the truth about a given condition. There appears to be something wrong, someone is sick, or there is inharmony, or perhaps lack, but instead of accepting this, you remind yourself of the truth. This reminding oneself of the truth is a very powerful treatment, because in this way, we do not try to wrestle with the evil, but we know that it is not there. The truth about life is that all is perfect, utter, unchanging harmony, because God is the only presence and the only power. As a student of metaphysics, you know this, and often merely reminding yourself of it brings a quick and beautiful demonstration. Of course, there are, however, so-called chronic cases in which the student, despite all he can do, seems to make no progress. I have known some obstinate and long-standing difficulties to be overcome by the following method. Give one final and definite treatment for the difficulty in question by reminding yourself of the spiritual truth concerning it. And then do not treat about the problem again, but treat the treatment whenever you feel inclined to. Do this by claiming that that treatment was a divine activity and must be successful. Claim that God worked through you when you gave the treatment and that God's work must succeed. Insist that your treatment, being a divine activity, cannot be hindered by seeming difficulties or material conditions. Give thanks for its perfect success and mean what you say. This is treating the treatment, and you may do this as often as you like. It has none of the disadvantages that are apt to arise from treating the problem itself too often. Treat the because when you find yourself thinking that your prayer cannot be answered for any reason whatsoever. Treat that reason. When something says to you that you cannot demonstrate because, treat the because. When you think, I cannot demonstrate because I have not enough understanding, treat for understanding. When you think, I cannot treat because I have a headache, treat the headache. When you think, I cannot demonstrate because I am full of doubts, treat the doubts. When you think, I cannot demonstrate because it is now too late, treat against the time illusion. When you think, I cannot demonstrate in this part of the country, treat against the space illusion. When you think, I cannot demonstrate this thing because of my age, treat your age belief. When you think, I cannot demonstrate because someone else will hinder me, treat the belief in a power other than God. No matter what name the because may give itself, it is still your belief in limitation. Be loyal to God and know that He and He alone has all power. Treat the because. Before we continue on with today's episode, I'd like to take a quick moment to tell you about our sponsor, KiwiCo. All of our families have adapted to a whole lot of change this year, and while this Halloween may look a little different, the treats don't have to stop at candy. With a KiwiCo hands-on science and art project, your little monsters won't go batty with boredom. Instead, they'll be inspired by KiwiCo's seriously fun and innovative, creative, problem-solving crates designed for all ages, delivered right to your door every month. As a huge music fan since about 12 years old, I personally would have loved building the real working light-up speaker and headphones when I was just starting to jam out. The reality is it's hard to find new creative ways to keep the kids busy while stretching their brain, especially now. Luckily, KiwiCo does the legwork for you so you can spend more quality time tackling projects together. Of course, there's no commitment. You can pause or cancel anytime you like. KiwiCo truly is redefining learning with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills for every type of kid and kid at heart. And best of all, you can get 30% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line at kiwico.com/positive head. That's kiwico.com/positive head. Yeah, I love this. I really, really love this one. It says, give one final and definite treatment for the difficulty in question by reminding yourself of the spiritual truth concerning it. What is the spiritual truth concerning everything? Do not treat, and then he said, do not treat about the problem again, but treat the treatment. And so, yeah, getting to the core, it's back to what I always talk about is getting to the root. What is the root of what you're saying here? What is the root of what's going on underneath the problem at hand, right? What's the root of the problem at hand with coronavirus and all the problems and disruption in the world? Well, it's the COVID chrysalis, as I like to call it. Perhaps it's actually this great thing that is happening that appears to be problematic at one level, but at the core level, there's all these positive things that are coming as a result, right? And so when you get to the core story of, what is the narrative that's keeping me feeling stuck, right? Really is what it's saying. Why am I feeling stuck? Why am I feeling like there's no movement? Why am I feeling like, I'm in trouble, right? It's because you're not understanding. You're not seeing, you know, I've had that experience with a situation with people that were staying here at the Mystic Manor, for example, where it was like problematic or troublesome or there was some level of discord, disharmony. And then I said, hold on, this is an illusion. There is no problem. All I need to do is focus on what I'm, this is a process that's happening for me to, and once I've gotten what I need to get from the challenge of it, it has to go away. Once you get a lesson, everything that's a problem goes away. Isn't that so encouraging to remember, to relax into the truth of the matter that, you know, you're only going to be stuck with something challenging for as long as you haven't gotten the message around it. And when you're approaching everything with these open, this open heart, an open mind, and open eyes, and you're, you know, like Rumi, I think it was Rumi who said, treat everyone as if they're the master and you're the student. They're showing you what you need to see and learn and be aware of to move on beyond that lesson, right? So when you approach it, each challenge with that, you now are, you're getting to the core of what's going on. And then you move into this receptive state where you can actually get the message and you can move through it. And if you're having a limiting belief around what is or isn't possible, focus on that, right? You know what? All things are ultimately realized as possible, right? There isn't any limitation. Your mind is your only real limitation. And if you're having a limiting thought around what can or can't happen in regards to delivering you from a challenging situation, you're really underestimating the power of your higher self, source, God, you know, the universe, whatever you want to call it, right? Because infinitely creative and powerful. And there's so many ways that things can come about in miraculous circumstances that are just mind-blowing in regards to the way, like, I can't, you know, oh my gosh, look at how that cleared up. Look at how the answer came through in a way I never could have planned. And it's nice to think you can kind of relax and not need to have all the plotting and figuring out handled. You need to get into a certain state of suspending disbelief and openness and willingness and trusting the mystery, trusting the process of your life. That is your job. And once you get that piece as the go-to, the base level for every move you make, you are really, really on the path of mastery. You're living and navigating 3D reality the way a master does, the way your higher self does. And as you become more integrated with your higher self, the gifts and rewards that your higher self benefits from and gets to utilize and enjoy now start to come along with it, right? As you level your way of being and interacting with the world up as you walk gracefully through the fire. Well, you know what? I think this is a good place. We're just going to stop today's with this one. That way we have a few left for next time. And with that being said, I do have a song to leave you guys with. This is a track that I've loved for a long time and just was listening to for the first time in a bit this week. So I'm going to share it with you guys. This is Flight Facilities. The song is Clair de Lune. Till next time, journey well. Love you all so, so much. Also, before we cue up today's song, I wanted to remind you about the Game with the Universe on our website, where you can choose the first number that comes to your mind and it'll pull up that episode number of the podcast. I've been saying this is a great way to co-create synchronicity and magic with your higher self for quite some time. And if you go to positivehead.com/universe, there is a super fun and simple interface to play this game with your higher self. I firmly believe just by setting the intention to play in this way, it opens up the door for magic, and it's a synchronistic way to hone in on nuggets of wisdom out of the huge catalog of episodes that are specifically appropriate for you at this time in your journey to becoming the next greatest and greatest version of yourself. And it also makes for a super fun way to spark the curiosity of friends and family by having them choose a number. So they'll hopefully go and check out their number as well, which I greatly appreciate because it helps us to spread the word about the podcast. Once again, the address is positivehead.com/universe. And as a quick reminder, if you're curious to learn more about Purium Superfoods and why I take them almost every day, be sure to also check out positivehead.com/transformation. On this journey of becoming the next greatest and grandest version of ourselves that we have all embarked upon, I cannot stress the importance of managing your physical vibration enough. And quite honestly, Purium has put together the simplest plan I've found to do so. I have my favorite, the Appleberry Shake, at least 5 times a week. Once again, to learn more about the Purium Transformation, go to positivehead.com/transformation. Or if you want to keep it simple and just try out my favorite, the Appleberry Shake, you can go straight over to ishoppurium.com and be sure to use code POSITIVEHEAD for 25% off. I'll spell that for you. It's ishopurium.com. And be sure to use your Positive Head 25% coupon code.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.